The jury selection is set to start this morning in a Delaware Superior courtroom in a $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News over the airing of election lies. And already, Fox News will be sanctioned. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik reports the judge overseeing the case is ordering an investigation of Fox's legal team's handling of its defense.
Judge Eric M. Davis is known as a straight shooter, but in recent days, he's been taking aim at Fox and its legal team. Davis told Fox's attorneys that he felt they had been misleading him about the role of Fox founder Rupert Murdoch in influencing the network's coverage. Dominion Voting Systems alleges Fox defamed it by broadcasting false statements that had switched votes from then-President Donald Trump to Democratic challenger Joe Biden. In another instance, Fox only just gave the court audio tapes recorded by a Fox News producer of conversations between star host Maria Bartiromo and Trump's allies just after the November 2020 elections. Bartiromo's actions are among those at the heart of the case. In this first clip from early November 2020, Bartiromo was asking Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani for evidence of fraud by Dominion.
What about this software, this Dominion software?
That's a little harder to tell you, right? It's being analyzed right now.
So Giuliani is saying he doesn't have the goods yet. In a clip from early December 2020, Bartiromo is asking an unidentified Trump campaign aide about Dominion's machines.
I think they have looked at the machines. When the Secretary of State did his audit, there was a lot, a fair bit of looking at the machines. The audit came in pretty darn close to what the machine count was.
So the aide was saying that the audit came in pretty darn close to the machine vote count, meaning there were no real problems with the machines. These tapes were provided to MSNBC by the attorney for the Fox producer, Abby Grossberg. She's now suing Fox, alleging its lawyers pressured her to lie in the case. Fox says her allegations are groundless. Despite those conversations, Bartiromo broadcast and endorsed wild conspiracy theories about Dominion. In a statement, Fox News says it supplied the audio tapes as soon as it became aware of them. On MSNBC, Grossberg's attorney scoffed, saying Fox had had them for months. In court earlier in the day, Judge Davis warned Fox he may levy further sanctions beyond the investigation he's already ordered. Omission, he said, is still a lie. The trial is set to begin on Monday. David Folkenflik, NPR News.